Bill Imus.
I feel like he shouldn't make comments like that, you know? It has nothing to do with his race, why he gets arrested. And it has nothing to do with his sports, playing sports, why he gets arrested. So it should have nothing to do with him bringing anything up about.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's typically getting arrested during before the season starts. It's something to make controversy, and the guy's apparently just a racist.
It's the second time he got in trouble behind this. So I think the first one was more worse than the other one. So I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do with him now. It's a bad thing.
We all say dumb things sometimes. I know I'm a prime example. And, you know, maybe he really didn't mean it like it sounded. So give him another chance.
He's done this before, and I don't see where he's going to stop doing it. It's not a good thing, but what should you do? I mean, you know, they're paying him.
The man generates entirely too much money. Entirely too much money is generating. That's the key word right there. Money. M-O-N-E-Y.
Peace be with you.
You said it. You did. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, talking a little bit about Don Imus. Talking really about a very small incident that, well, because it's Imus and because there was a big incident, this has been blown up a little bit. It might be blown up too much for you, or you might not be blowing it up enough. It's very hard to say.
It was at the top of all the morning shows today. That really sort of surprised me.
It's kind of hinky on NBC when I watched the Today Show. They brought it up at the very beginning at 7 o'clock this morning.
Right,
they had
course.
It on there, and then it kind of went away. I mean, I logged about an hour with the Today Show, and then it didn't seem to come back.
Well, he's not on MSNBC anymore.
That's right. 877-365-3636 if you want to weigh in on this. And, you know, we'll hear what everybody has to say. It's an interesting situation.
It's the distraction du jour.
It is.
Today's distraction.
Well, and I know I'm feeding it, but then again, that's what we do in talk
radio. It's in the news. People are talking about
it. You can't help it. You're distracted.
Let's go to Carlos in Alexandria, Virginia. Carlos, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you?
Hey, how you doing, man?
Doing great.
I just want to say, man, I think it's typical Don Imus. You know, if it was the first time, it'd be something different. And honestly, with the nappy-headed host thing, I thought that was funny, actually. I thought it was a joke. I thought it was funny. I'm a black man myself. I really didn't have no problem with that. But with this, it seems like it's more situations, always some new on Imus, some new.
Yep.
It seems like he doesn't like black people, and I really don't understand it. In this climate that we're living in right now, nope. Obama and
the phone. Sorry, Carlos, your phone's crapping out.
The
sorry about it, but I get your point. I mean,
such a better phone.
You know, what's weird about it is these things don't come. They come in groups. It seems like
Yeah.
And when it was Grease Man, it was group. It was a group of comments. Yeah, it was one, and then it was another, and then it was another.
It would be different if he didn't have a history of it.
You wonder where it comes from.
Employers now call that a pattern of behavior.
Pattern of behavior. Mm-hmm. Well, they should have checked in Imus's room.
Yeah,
like that guy we had on the show
check
yesterday.
Check his drawers.
Let's go to Josh Snoop. And Burke. Josh, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How you doing?
How you doing? Love the show, guys.
Thank you.
Just to follow up with what the previous caller said, I can sort of understand where he was going with the first comment, you know, a year ago or whatever, with the basketball team. He was trying to be funny.
This is interesting. I don't want to interrupt you, Josh, but this is interesting. This is the second call on this, one from a black guy, one from a white guy, mm-hmm. where both people have said, hey, I heard the first comment, and he was trying to be funny. Mm-hmm. And this one, what, you think this one sounds more insidious to you?
Well, let me put it this way. This one, his explanation, you took this wrong, sounds lame.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds lame and
I have to agree with that, yeah.
And it sounds like, well, how can I spin this? I mean, I can understand where, like you said, Warner Wolf, he caught where he started, like, what was he going with this? And he said, well, he's African-American. And there you go. That's a good way to end the, you know, end the segment. Right. And if he had said that, I said, well, when I said, there you go, I was trying to end the segment, but not with, well, he's black. Well, there you go.
Yeah, it sounds to me really like, it sounds like an old fart.
Yeah.
It's going, yeah, black guy getting around. You know, the more I hear it.
Didn't think it through.
And also.
But I don't know, but you know, you also really, I swear to God, doing this every day, mm-hmm. you don't know in the heat of battle. You don't know if he was thinking about, you know, when you're doing this, you're thinking about what's coming up next. You're thinking about who
right.
you're going to go
right.
to.
Right.
Your mind is working, and sometimes, literally, mm-hmm. crap flies out of your mouth, and you don't know what you're saying because you're moving from one moment to the next.
But
and really, if he were, what astounds me, mm-hmm. Imus is an old guy.
Yes.
But he's not an idiot. He's been doing this for a long time.
Veteran broadcaster.
And that's that level of stupidity to say that. It just, I'm having such a difficult time
believing that he would make a comment like that after all the crap he's gone through.
Exactly. It's no matter how busy you get as a broadcaster or how distracted you get, communicating is job one.
That's your job.
Say what you mean and say it clearly if you can.
Well, I think a lot of times you have to qualify and you have to make clear.
Exactly.
When you enter into the forbidden waters, it's very important to make a comment and then also explain where you're coming from because, you know, and it's just the way we are. And he should have done that. Steve in Maryland, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you?
Good, Mike. Thanks a lot. I know no one wants to believe the source on this, but I believe that the day I heard it when Howard Stern and his people talked about Imus when they worked at WNBC and how much of a blatant racist he was then, and I've believed it ever since, and he just keeps reproving it again and again.
Well, you know, you deal with a guy that, and I've heard the Howard comments too, you deal with a guy that has a track record. You deal with a guy that's already said something on the air, and then he goes, and he's there with Warner, and incidentally, we had Warner Wolf on this show when he came back to Washington.
What a beautiful history
you have
with the
man. You want to talk about a hump. I mean, really, what a pure hump. we were telling a story about Warner Wolf. We interview Warner Wolf. Don and I had the guy on.
Yeah, it's
because
a legend.
He's going to be the new, he's going to replace the great Glenn Brenner at Channel 9, one of the greatest personalities in local television in D.C. ever, and a good friend of the show, and a good friend of mine. A really good guy.
Glenn Brenner.
Glenn Brenner was brilliantly funny and really brought something. There will never be another guy like this, I swear to God. To bring this to local TV news, I'd give anything to see it again.
Yeah.
And he comes in after Brenner passes away. Warner Wolf is coming back to D.C. We do a nice little interview with him. At the end of the interview, I think Don makes his comment like, hey, Warner, it's been nice having you on the show. We'd love to get you in studio sometime.
Right.
You end almost 90% of your interviews like that.
Yes.
Hey, if you're ever in town, stop by.
Yeah,
sure, I'd like to. And the polite response and the normal response is, yeah, I'd like to.
Sometimes.
Warner Wolf says, well, I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll have to check with the. You're going to have to go through. And we just spent the next half.
Excuse me,
amazing hump.
Yeah.
We were doing that as a pleasantry.
Exactly.
And he does this, you know, that was it. I mean, we never spoke to the guy again.
And that was 15 years ago, so now he's 15 years worse.
Yeah. Oh, here I am. Let's go to the. That guy is Jesus Christ. Uh-huh. He's not Jesus Christ. It just pisses me off that he's still on TV.
Pretty far from it. He's stuck in 1970.
Let's go to Mike in Virginia. Mike, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you?
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Good. My thoughts are exactly like everybody else's. Imus is just plain nasty. His whole history, he's like racist, irreverent, sarcastic, and to me this is typical Imus. And frankly, the best thing about Imus is when people like you guys make fun of him. I love it when you do your impersonation.
Well, see, that's why I like guys. I want to stay on the air because, you know, guys like Imus are fun to talk to.
Yeah, I don't know if he's fun or not.
Well, that's just, I've been through the mill. As far as racism is concerned, Bernard. But you hear him talking to Warner Wolf.
That's sad.
I pray for one thing, I swear to God. Yeah. You know,
a lightning strike?
No, God, please give me enough in the retirement account so that I don't have to be honest.
So we can leave and go away.
Warner Wolf, I don't want to do that. Let's go to Shonda in Kansas. Shonda, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello, everybody. I am a black female jock. I used to call into his show all the time. I used to talk to Imus all the time.
Right.
And just like when Carlos Carr earlier, the first time that he did it, I, being in this business, thought it was funny. I'm sorry. I've been doing this for like 10 years.
That's the third person in a row, incidentally, both black and white, that have said the first. You're talking about the nappy thing that he said?
Yeah, it was hilarious because it was true. I'm just saying that.
Now, okay, just because you're a black woman doesn't mean you can say it's true, okay? That you know, I'm not going to dispute for a second that those that incredible coach of the Rutgers female team and also the players there, that they, you know, that they didn't have a legitimate issue with Imus about that. You know, you can say that if that's your opinion, but you know, I mean, that didn't come out of thin air. You know what I mean? It was it grew hair because there was something to you know, there was some Rogaine on that situation.
Right, and right after that, people made fun of it. So I thought it was funny because I did hear people making fun of it. But this one, I do agree with you. It's like he should know by now that whenever he touches in the realm of something like that,
right.
Tread with caution. We've been doing this too long not to know to be careful.
Good
but
point.
But as for him as being racist, I mean, I've heard that too. But, you know, he's really just a cranky old guy towards everybody. I've heard him be like that towards everybody, so I kind of don't agree with that, like, in particular. But when you're in our business, I'm hearing all these people like, why can't you say what you want to say? We can't do that. And
no,
so whenever he, right, and whenever he's in that realm of involving black people, he does need to be careful. So I am with you that this one's a little bit hard to take. Like, surely he cannot be that daft. And not know.
That's the only way I'm looking at it, because I am not going to judge him based on the fact that I'm not sure. When he comes out and gives that explanation, there's a big chunk of me that says, oh, come on, you're full of crap.
Mm-hmm.
But then I also say, would I want people, if I had legitimately misspoken and I really didn't mean it, and I knew it sounded like I was guilty as hell, but that was not my intent, would I want people out there, you know, throwing the darts at me? No, I wouldn't. And if the guy's coming up, but you know, you don't know. I know it sounds like it's a slam dunk. That's one of the problems, you know. And Shonda, thank you very much for the call. That's one of the problems with the Bill O'Reillys of this world.
Mm.
And one of the things when I got this job, I said to management, I'm an inch deep, I'm a mile wide. I'm not going to run away from a serious issue or something that people want to talk about when they want to get something off their chest. But what I won't do is I will not say it is my way or the highway. I'll give you my opinion.
Right, sure.
But I'm also not going to say this is it definitively.
I dig that about
Who
you.
Who the hell knows that? 1,000% sure. Giving up one of your kids, sure. You know, giving up your house, sure. Are you really that sure?
Mm-hmm.
Are you that 1,000% sure?
No, you can't be.
Because this is a guy, I mean, if he's lying, it's only one way. There are two ways that he meant this thing. Either black people, you know, oh, of course, he got arrested. There you go.
Because that's
what black people do. Or what he said is that they get arrested for no reason.
Because they're black.
So you can only, there are only two ways you can approach this thing.
I have another theory about where actually both of these comments came from, both the nappy-headed hose comment and the most recent comment yesterday. Both of them strike me as an attempt by an older guy to try to be hip. I think he was trying to be hip when he said nappy-headed hoes, in addition to trying to be funny.
Wow.
And I think he was trying to be black when he said, well, naturally, because he assumed that we knew that he was coming from that black perspective of course they picked on
him.
You're
giving
because
him,
he's a black guy.
You are giving him a hell of a lot of credit.
No, I'm not giving him credit at all.
You're stretching that awfully far. You're saying you believe his explanation. That he was trying to say, well, black people get arrested for nothing in this country.
Well,
and that's what you just said.
Yeah, after I made the point that he should be more careful and that he shouldn't get into this area if he isn't going to explain himself clearly, I just think, as a side note, it sounds to me like he was trying to be hip and relevant in both of these occasions and failed both times.
And I'm telling you that I'm not trying to cop out here, but I wish that I could be definitive on it.
Right.
I really wish I could be 1,000% certain
we don't know.
That he was just making some old fart bigoted comment when he said, well, black guy, there you go. Sure as hell sounded like that.
I know.
This guy's been waiting a long time. Andre in D.C., you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How you doing?
Hey, guys. How y'all doing today?
We're doing good. How are you?
Fine.
All right. Hey, I'm a black guy also, and I'm just like, I think he's just being just an airhead, an old airhead, and that's what he does, you know? You have an audience that likes to listen to the guy. I'm like, if you don't really like what he's going to say, then just turn the station.
Right.
You
right.
know?
Right.
And I think his next stop is actually going to be satellite radio.
Well, so you're saying it doesn't piss you off, it doesn't bother you, and as far as Imus, he's an old windbag, let him say what the hell he wants.
I work around a bunch of rednecks, and, you know, I give as good as I take.
Good
you know,
you.
They say stuff, you know, I say stuff. You know, I think we all have a little bit of racism in our hearts.
I could not agree with you more. I absolutely agree with that.
Certain, you know, the FAA, sometimes I think that they take stuff too far, you know, and not letting y'all do what you can really do. You know what I mean?
You mean the FCC?
Yes,
not the FAA, because I swear to God, Andre, one thing, black, white, purple, it doesn't matter. Do not let us drive planes. And I'm being a bigot against disc jockeys right now.
Or fly them.
Or, yes, drive or fly
bad,
them.
My bad.
I just said, you know, I just proved my point. I said drive planes. You're absolutely right, Rob. Andre, thank you for the call.
Day,
all right, take it easy. You know, it's this one is weird because nobody seems to get their head around it. You want a prediction? It's going to go away.
Yeah,
it's
going to
go away
so.
Because nobody quickly, can get their head around
yeah,
it.
It's too hard to nail him on this.
It's, you know, but he also, I swear to God, it might surface again.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's what he does.
Well, if it happens again, he's out, don't you think?
It'll surface the next time. Yeah.
Let's go to Jose in Sacramento.
Hey, guys.
How you doing?
Yeah, I'm not black. I'm not white. I'm actually a beaner. So the way it's very simple. This is very simple.
And the only reason I accept that epithet is because Carlos Mencia kind of legitimized it the last time he was on my show.
He said it was
show.
Okay, right?
Yeah, he sort of said it was okay. If you are, you can say that. But, right. You know, here we go. Here's the game. Herein lies the game. So what's your take on this? Real quick, we got a lot of calls to take.
It's very simple. If you take everything that everybody said, just take the very simple idea that everybody said, and that's what it is. He's old. He's somewhat racist. He slipped his tongue. He didn't know what he was saying. If you take everything that everybody has said, it's all true. Everything that everybody's saying is true. Just the tiny bit, you know.
Okay.
He missed steps. He didn't know what he was saying. He's old. He was being sarcastic.
You should be his PR, Jose. You should be his PR consultant.
So
hide behind the age card. That's
sure.
A good idea.
Jose is saying we're overthinking it, and that may be a good point.
You know, but it's in the news, and
yes, it is.
You know, one of the things I know about this show, and we don't talk about race enough in this country.
That's
we
true.
Still don't.
That's
and
right.
You know, I'm I was reading in one of the local papers. I think the paper in my hometown, the lady that was she started out with this kind of an anti-Obama letter,
okay.
And then it moved from being, you know, kind of I don't think that he's got enough experience,
uh-huh.
In this kind of rational, mm-hmm. Well thought out paragraph, and then she moved like slowly into the fact that he doesn't wear the flag on his lapel,
here
which is
go.
Not true because I think he has.
That's
he doesn't,
true.
You know, and then you know he doesn't salute the flag for the Pledge of Allegiance, and then you know, well, I suppose with his Muslim connection, and this whole letter,
dear.
It starts out, and then by the end, it's like mm-hmm. you know, bigot central
the
here,
usual rant.
And you know what, man? The people that I know, and I have, you know, we all have friends. We have friends that are liberal. We have friends that are conservative.
I just don't have friends.
We have friends that are big old bigots. Everybody knows them. You call them on it sometimes. Sometimes you don't. You know, and you hear these people. And you know what? You got to stand up sometimes. This is a good time to do it. This is a good enough time in our history. As I told my daughters the other night, I said, you know, we have a chance really to make a little history in this country.
Indeed.
Right now.
Yeah.
Right. I said, that's why I feel the way I do. And I hope we were watching that Denzel Washington movie, the Debaters, I think. Mm-hmm. It was The Great Debaters or something. It was the Wiley College down in Texas when
they
ended up.
The Master Debaters?
That was an X-rated movie
I'm
that we
sorry.
Saw. But you do have a chance, and I think it's also a good opportunity because the pendulum has swung back from where it was, that you can stand up for yourself a little
sure,
bit more.
Thank goodness.
If you're so inclined, if you're a person that feels that way, this is the time to, you know, pipe up if you hear somebody saying something. Mm-hmm. But in this case, problem with the Imus deal is I'm not 1,000,000% convinced.
Yeah, what do you say?
You don't know. Let's go to Mike.
It would be great if we had the answer, and the only one person who can really give us the answer is Imus, and mm-hmm. he seems to be talking in circles.
Too old to give us an answer.
Yeah, and I didn't like his explanations either. They just didn't sound
no,
very good to
no.
me. Mike in Maryland. We'll take a couple of more calls on this, then we got to get a buzzcast here. Let's go to Mike in Maryland. You're on with Mike O'Mara. Hello.
Hey, Mike. If you have Rob Paul, I heard it this morning. There's some other tape out there of just after Imus making the comment while they're still on the air. And you can tell it's like Imus has shut his mouth because he realized he said something that he wasn't supposed to, mm-hmm. and other people around him were trying to fill.
So you can clearly get inside his mind, sir?
Well, he just heard him talking less today.
I'm just saying, pull the other tape and listen to it.
All right. Well, we'll try to find that. So you're saying that he clams up so he doesn't say anything? Is that what you're saying? Is that on the? Because I mean, if you're telling me he doesn't say anything on the tape, that's not a lot of further evidence for this.
Well, it is. It's the way he shut up. It's the way he doesn't. He isn't talking, and what other people.
All right. So your point is that he's kind of into. It's this is indicating that maybe he knows he's screwed up and he's clamming up a little bit. Okay. Thanks for the call, Mike. We appreciate it.
Let's not go to what he said, Mike. It's what he didn't say.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Kirk in Northern California. Kirk, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello.
Hey, Mikey. I was calling in about Imus, and I tell you, Imus and Wolf are the biggest douchebags in this business called show. And that was pretty fun. Not by what was said, but by the actual trying to cover it up. And Wolf is like, that's right. Yeah, that's what you meant. But I wanted to comment and think, I can't help but wonder if Pac-Man's going to respond to this. And if he does respond, I hope he says, Imus, tell me how my ass tastes.
God, that's the final word on that. Oh my God,
he's referring to Shaquille O'Neal.
Bethann, yes. You gave me a second. Do we have to break? Have we gone too long with this? Will we get buzzed in the next segment? Is that what we're going to do?
Or is it
all right? What?
Nothing.
What were you saying? What were you doing? What?
I just wondered if it was okay to quote that particular rap.
What?
About how something tasted.
Well, you know what? That's not my call. Right. I don't have the button in front of me.
I thought that's what it was.
Did they hit the delay on that or what?
Oh, good.
Oh, see, they didn't.
You see how we all get jumpy? And after yesterday?
I didn't get jumpy at all,
sure.
Buzz.
Oh, I'm jumpy as a rabbit.
I just, probably not a good idea to spotlight that. But,
no, I didn't intend to.
I was thinking about Reese's Monkeys, but anyway.
Well, we all are.
You got
chocolate in my peanut butter.
God, we got going. I could go for 2 hours.
Easily.
Right
well, it's
now.
A talk show.
We have to take a break. We'll come back with our Buzz rant. What's he doing today? He's all ramped up. It's Buzz Babes again.
Yeah. It's a talk show, Mike.
All right, we're going to come back with the Buzz, first Buzz of the day, and more fun and more thrills. Also, Al Roker.
Yay. Scheduled to appear.
Scheduled to appear on the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be right back.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.